Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Brandon Copeland. I've got my trusty Benson here with me.
Sup?
Benson's grown up quite a bit since we started doing this a couple years ago. Well, today's story is an interesting one. It's about a boy who is hanging out with his friend, Schmillen. Benson and Schmillen were chilling, and they were playing Rocket League on the Xbox upstairs. And when they were playing Rocket League, they both got really good at this game. Like, they were so, how do you describe it? They were so in sync. It's like one of them knew what the other one was going to do. And so Benson would pass the ball to the right, and Dylan would already be off to the right. He knew it was coming. And then he'd hit in the goal. And this is, you know, this is an Xbox game. And then Dylan would move and hit the ball up, and Benson would already be up, and he would hit the ball and it would go in the goal. These two were just like the perfect pair. Well, one day when they were playing the Xbox, they were both doing one of these moves where they were like perfectly in sync. And downstairs in the kitchen, their Benson's brother was making dinner. And he was making some toast. And the toast got stuck in the toaster. And so he reached into the toaster with a fork to get it out and hit the electrical wire. And it caused a giant electrical burst in the house. So this electrical burst in the house occurred at the exact moment that Benson and his friend Schmillen were doing their special sync move on Rocket League together. And it electrified them, and the wireless power of the remote control transported both Benson and Schmillen into the Rocket League video game. And they were suddenly participants inside of this game, except for they weren't cars, they weren't a ball, they were like characters that were playing in the background. So there's different backgrounds. Some of them are farms, some of them are stadiums, some of them are underwater, some of them are cityscapes. And suddenly, Benson and Schmillen were two characters inside of the Rocket League video game. And Benson was the character, his like avatar, looked like a monkey. And Schmillen, his avatar, looked like a giant rat. So you had a monkey and a rat, and they were inside this like cityscape walking around. And there were not a lot of interactions occurring because the main game occurs in a stadium. So there was really, excuse me. You hear that, kids? When someone yawns, you got to yawn too. And then you fall asleep afterwards. So take a quick yawn. And let your eyes get heavy. Okay, now we're going to continue. So Benson and Schmillen were walking around, the monkey and the rat, when all of a sudden, this octopus creature walks up to them on dry land and says, "Hey, you two, I challenge you to a rat battle." And Benson and Schmillen were like, "We got this." And it was right then that, like, remember how I described when they were playing Rocket League that if Benson swerved to the right, Dylan would swerve to the right, he would like pass the ball to him perfectly, and they didn't have to talk, they just knew. It was like that when they started their rap battle. So Benson was like, he just started rapping like, "Hey everybody, I'm a monkey." And then Schmillen jumped right in and he was like, "He's not just a monkey, he's funky funky." And then Benson popped in and he's like, "And I'm just walking along the street." And then Schmillen jumped in. "And he's kicking all over his feet." And then that's when Benson started like beatboxing. He was like, so there was like this whole rap thing going between them. And then the octopus person that walked up to them on dry land, he started rapping in like, to like, because it's a rap battle. So the octopus was like, I'm an octopus and I have 8 arms. And then everyone was kind of like, oh, okay, what? And if I try to steal something, I set off the alarm. And they were like, oh, and everybody started yelling, oh. And pretty soon this, like, you know, everybody was an avatar. So you had the octopus, a monkey, a rat, and then people started to gather around them. And they were all kinds of weird characters, you know, like a giraffe, a zebra, a robot, an elephant. What other creatures could there be?
Whales.
A whale? How is a whale? How the heck is a whale going to walk around? Oh, that's Lewis. Lewis, what other characters are there?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Okay, that's great. All right. So now there's this big group around them and the rap battle's continuing, but Benson and Schmillen are on point. They're on fire. They know exactly what the other one's going to say, and they already have the rhyme ready to go. So they win the rap battle. And when that happened, right, at the end, when everybody was like cheering for him because they out-rapped the octopus man, suddenly everything just turned black. And the only thing that was around, it's like everything from existence disappeared except for Benson and Dylan. And they were just standing in a black netherscape. And then they heard a voice. What is happening right now? And they were like, do you hear that? Yeah, I hear that. Kind of sounds like Dad. What is going on? I said there's no more screen time. And Benson was like, oh, that's definitely my dad. He said no more screen time. And then the dad, you could, like, did something. And really what happened in real life is Dad turned off the Xbox. And when he did that, it immediately ejected Benson and Schmillen from the TV via the wireless controller. And they appeared sitting on the couch in front of the TV. And the dad was like, what? How'd you two get here? What just happened? And they were like, Dad, you saved us. We were like in this rap battle in Rocket League on the Xbox when there was an electrical problem. And he was like, well, that's what you get for playing too many video games. Now turn that thing off and go to bed. And that's what they did. They turned it off and went to bed. And that's why you should never over-screen. The end.
No, no, no. Bye. Don't